Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Countdown to Kickoff. It is week one. It's like we're starting all again, except this time the stakes are much higher. The season's only 6 weeks long, and only two teams from each class division are going to make it.
And it's kind of crazy when you think about how it all comes together. You think about 6A taking four teams, and it's already predetermined whether you're going to go Division One, Division Two, depending upon how the how many kids you have in your school. And so with five, four, three, and two, Divisions One, Division Two, that has to do with your seeding and, you know, where you finished in district, you know, one, two, three, and four. And then, of course, down there in six man, they only take two people. They only take two schools to the playoffs. So you got to be good, and you got to be good early and finish high in your district to be able to move on.
No, you absolutely do. And again, I mean, look, it's that time of year. And so you've got a lot of schools. You know, you got some new, and I'm not going to say new. I mean, look, you know who your usual suspects are as far as, you know, pound for pound teams that, you know, you got to keep an eye out on. You know, the North Shores of the world, the Summer Creeks of the world. All right. You got a Katy team that's had kind of a rough year as far as
right.
You know, from a regular season standpoint. Could they be poised to make a postseason run?
Right.
Potentially. Right. You know, and then, you know, you go down to like the 5A schools. You know, you got Port Arthur Memorial. They're undefeated on the year. You got a LaPorte team that has been absolutely incredible. They've been tough all year long as well. You got an Austin Anderson team that we talked to their coach earlier this season as well. Barbers Hill, Port Nature. Grove. So we got a lot to get to as far as, and of course, we're going to mention all the games and give you kind of an update on, you know, who's playing when, playing, and necessarily not necessarily where. If you guys want to know more about it, you can certainly let us know. But again, 945-766-1080, 945-766-1080, that's the phone number. If you want to chime in and let us know tonight on the, you know, post-game and the scoreboard and wrap-up show, we'll be taking your phone calls along with your text messages as well, because, again, it's the proverbial, you know, win or go home.
And we also want to shout out to all of our affiliates out there, and some of them actually play on Thursday night.
Yep.
I mean, like in Port Arthur Memorial and Galena Park, they're playing down in 5A Division One in Memorial Stadium in Port Arthur, but they're playing Thursday night. So depending upon when you listen to us on this particular broadcast, this week and next week, it could be a Thursday or it could be a Friday.
It absolutely could be. So if your station picks this show up on a Friday, then, and we've already mentioned it, and we mentioned a Thursday game, and you already know that game's over. At least you'll know why. Look, Steve and I are a little kooky. I'm sure if you guys have listened to the show for any amount of time, you picked up on that a long time ago. But we do know for the most part, when games are being played. So just real quick, we'll rattle off some 6A school games to keep your eye on. Certainly in the listening area, you got the Woodlands and Aldine Davis, Klein Collins and Bridgeland. Now, mind you, the Woodlands Aldine Davis game, that's going to be on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of these games I'm about to rattle off are all on Friday night. Klein Collins and Bridgeland, that should be a good game. Aldine Nimitz and Conroe Grand Oaks. Cypress Ranch versus Klein, that's a 2-3 matchup. Cypress Falls versus Houston Bel Air, that's a 1-4. Houston Lamar versus Cy Fair. Strake Jesuit versus Katy Pateau. And then you've got Pearland versus Fort Bend Travis. And then Dickinson versus Humble Atascocita. And for my money, Steve, that might be, I mean, look, the fact that Pearland got a third seed versus against a tough Fort Bend Travis team, but more importantly, that Dickinson Atascocita matchup. I mean, we're talking about Atascocita; they're no stranger to making deep runs. And yeah. Dickinson, you know, we talked to their coach earlier this year. I mean, he said this is maybe the best Dickinson team he's had since he's been there in the last 15 years. But again, you've got a who's who on that side of the bracket. All right, we got more games to get to. We got some 5, 4, 3, 2, 1A. You guys know the drill. Plus, we got Dan Brunoff with your weather for the weekend. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is a playoff special. Countdown to kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right. Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff here on the Texas State Network's Playoff Edition. We just rattled off some 6A D1 matchups that are going down this weekend. Woodlands College Park versus Aldine Eisenhower. Shout out to my boy Henry Thomas, an Eisenhower grad from way back when. I'm sure most of the people listening may or may not even remember who Henry Thomas is. That class of 1984. You probably remember it like
what?
It was yesterday. Class of 84?
Like I'm old or something?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
What year were you? Class of what?
82. Good God, I know.
He was already out of high school by then.
Oh,
out of high school.
Back.
Just for anybody wondering, too, I was a year old when Steve graduated high school. So just putting that out there for what it's worth. Magnolia, they're playing Cypress Lakes. And, of course, these games are both on Friday. Actually, every game I'm about to mention to you is on Friday. Spring Westfield versus Willis. That'll be a good game. Waller versus Tomball. That's another one to keep an eye on. Memorial and Houston Wisdom. I'll be pulling for Memorial in that matchup. I lived in that district for a decade, so good to see that program. They've gone through some hard times, so it'll be good to see them kind of get back off the schneid. Summer Creek, that's a team that a lot of folks have penciled in. I'm not going to call them a sleeper. That's a little bit disrespectful to call them a sleeper, but I could see them getting to Jerry. Definitely in the Final Four, but I don't think it'd be out of the realm of possibility to see Summer Creek make a run and get to the championship game at Jerry World. Then you've also got Richmond Foster versus Katy Jordan, and then Alvin Shadow Creek versus Fort Bend Bush, and then Clear Falls versus another team that I think could be a potential sleeper as far as getting all the way to a Final Four, or dare I say a championship, and that's our friends over at CE King.
Now, I just printed you off some stuff, and I'm fixing to hand it to you, and you have no idea what I'm about to hand you.
No clue.
So we have gone through
but
the bracket.
That's kind of what we do on this show. So.
And we pulled out the number four teams. In all the different regions,
mm-hmm.
and the reasons why they very well could be a bracket buster.
Okay, I see what you did here.
So I've got the team, I've got the classification, I got the district, and why I think they could be a bracket buster. Does that make sense?
Okay, so you've got, and I like where your head's at. So you've got, so one of the big games already, and and I mentioned it, and I'm glad, because you and I really, like I said, we didn't compare notes before the show.
I mean, this is live. We're doing this right
and so
here.
I told you my game, my game of the week as far as in that first matchup of 6A D1 teams was Dickinson versus Humble Atascocita.
Yeah.
You've got Atascocita as one of your potential bracket busters. Elite defensive backs returning. They're a sleeper seed to upend Dickinson and basically reset the East bracket.
I agree with that.
Look, Craig Stumps is a friend of the program. We like the work he's done out there at Atascocita, but I tell you what, Dickinson has a Countdown to Kickoff mojo this year. I'm going with Dickinson, but I like where your head's at. All right, what's the weather supposed to be like this weekend? Let's stick around and find out with Dan Brunoff. Countdown to Kickoff. I'm a kind of a controlling person, so having to rely on Steve to hit my microphone on button is causing me a little distress.
This is new for both of us.
We will work through this because, you know, the thing is, you sometimes I may say things.
I know.
Shouldn't go over the radio.
I know.
Okay, so it's a test for both Steve and I. I'm glad to have each and every one of you guys on board, though, here on Texas State Networks. Fred Davis, Steve Randall, and let's throw in the third member of our triumvirate, Mr. Dan Brunoff, to tell you what the weather's going to be like.
Well, my East Texas and coastal friends, the weather will be conducive for high school football for Friday night. Temperatures got up into the low 80s during the afternoon hours, even some mid-80s down across the lower Rio Grande Valley and then along the lower Texas coast. Temperatures will be falling through the 70s during the game. We'll have a southeast wind with humidity around at 10 to 20 miles per hour, but no rain is in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate Hey, Dan Brunoff.
I know.
Appreciate that. Hey, blink and you miss it. Real quick, just a couple other games in the East region to keep an eye on. Houston Stratford is another bracket buster. I don't know how I feel about that. Lufkin, and look, they've had a nice little run as well, but maybe the craziest one of all, 5A D2. Nacogdoches knocking off PNG in round one. Let's take a trip down south, shall we? Don't go anywhere. It is Countdown to Kickoff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are. Welcome back into Countdown to Kickoff, High School Playoff Edition. I'm Fred Davis. That is Steve Randall. We got new digs that we're kind of getting acclimated to here, so bear with us.
And I've got to touch the buttons.
You're touching. He's touching buttons.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Pause, yep. As the kids like to say, so we'll leave that alone. Let's jump right into it, though. 6A D1 over in the South region. This is Region 4 for those of you scoring at home.
Hey, real quickly, do want to let you know, depending upon where you're listening.
Yes, and thank you for saying that.
And for timing reasons through our affiliates, you could be listening on Thursday night. You could be listening on Friday night as a pregame. And so if your team or the folks you're following have already played and this is on a Friday, well, we know when the games are. Just because of time constraints, we had to do one show instead of two. So thank you for being patient with us on that. But there are Thursday games we'll talk about, and there are Friday games, and even a couple of Saturday games.
No, absolutely there are. So like I said, you guys know, and again, just because Steve and I maybe mentioned a Thursday game, and you know, maybe
it's Friday.
You've already played it, and you're saying, hey, why are you guys talking about this? Again, this is going to 50-plus affiliates across the great state of Texas, so bear with us. Hutto versus Austin Bowie, San Antonio Johnson, and, of course, these games are all on Friday, 6A D1, Region 4 game. Cibolo Steel versus Laredo, LBJ, West Laco versus San Benito. Lake Travis versus Round Rock. And, of course, Lake Travis, as you guys already know, this is a team that a lot of folks expect to win this region. So we'll keep an eye on them. San Antonio Brennan, though, keep your eyes out on them. That's a tough out as well. They're playing San Antonio Regan. You've got Laredo United versus Converse Judson. And then you've got Los Fresnos versus Edinburgh Ikonemimetis. So that these games are all on Friday as well.
You know, when you think, and I'm looking down through all of these first round games, and you know, it's classic. It's one versus four.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens in the NCAA playoffs, especially for basketball, all the time.
Absolutely.
A one versus a 16, and the big talk is who in the bottom of the bracket is going to break everybody
That's
else's
what we love.
Bracket.
That's what we love to see. We love upsets.
You know, and I think sometimes when it's a one and done. And especially if it's a an Austin Vandergriff and an Austin Westlake, you know, and you see
and that's a hellacious matchup. Off
I
the
know
bat.
It's a one versus a four.
That's a hellacious matchup off the bat, and you hate to see. I don't want to say you hate to see it, but in some ways, I guess you could argue you do. But I mean, look, either way, it's not like you're not going to see them in this. I mean, they're either going to play in the first round or the second round, right? So I mean,
exactly.
I guess it's one of those situations where it's like, all right, you hate to see two powerhouses like that. I mean, you got Vandergriff, which is the defending state champion,
right?
In 6A D2, Austin Westlake. I mean, look, what more needs to be said? Now, they're having a, you know, by their standards, a down year, what, three losses on the season already?
Yep.
But again, they play one of the toughest schedules in the state year in, year out. And I want to say they've only got two losses, but either way, that's going to be, and dare I say, you know, a lot of these are great matchups already, but certain ones just stand out a little bit more. I mean, when you get the powerhouse name like a Vandergriff versus a Westlake.
You know, and then you got a Smithson Valley there in 5A Division One.
Yes.
Yeah, they're playing San Antonio Southside. It is a four seed, but once again, I think sometimes you can say it really doesn't matter if it's one or four. Because it's play or go home.
And, no, it absolutely
is. And sometimes a one will overlook a four, and a four will look at a one and go, hey, we don't really care. We're putting it out all on the field, and we're leaving it.
That's exactly right.
You know, and so we're going to come up with the win no matter what. And so I think it's one of the greatest things that we can ever do. And this is why you and I love Texas high school football on Friday night, because of the matchups.
By the way, that Vandergriff-Westlake game, that's going to be on Friday as well. And then the aforementioned Smithson Valley and San Antonio Southside, that's also on Friday. Both games are at 7 p.m. The Smithson Valley game will be at Ranger Stadium. Meanwhile, you can catch the Vandergriff-Westlake game at Monroe Stadium in Austin as well. All right, we got plenty more matches to get to. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right. We continue on with the games in the Southern region. We already talked about some of the bigger games, Vandergriff and Westlake, Smithson Valley. And I say big games. I mean, they're all big games. We don't want to minimize anybody.
Exactly.
Bernie and Corpus Christi Ray. Of course, Bernie's got a little bit of that Countdown to Kickoff. We talked to their coach earlier this year as well. That's a Friday game. Gregory Portland, that's another team that, by the way, some folks over Dave Campbell's have them sneaking out of this region as well. And, of course, we talked to Coach Brent Davis earlier this year as well. So, of course, we're going to be rocking with the Gregory Portland team. You've got the Corpus Christi Miller, who, by the way, got off to a rough start. Hell, they got boat raced by 70 against DeSoto, but then went undefeated in district play. They'll be playing Victoria West. That's on Friday as well. That's going to be at Buccaneer Stadium right there in Corpus Christi. And then you've got Alamo Heights. That's another tough out there in 5A D2. They're going to be playing Corpus Christi Carroll. That game's on Thursday, however, over at Orem Stadium in Alamo Heights.
You know, one of the games that I'm looking at is Class 4A Division 2, Cuero. They've been strong.
The Gobblers.
Yes, and they're playing Lafaria, and that's a 2-3. And so we've been talking ones and fours, but how about those middle matchups, the twos and the threes? And that's just, hey, we're just going to get down and dirty. And it's one of those things when you just start looking through, you know, Class 3A, Jordanton and Marion. They're in Indian Stadium on Friday night. That's a 2-3. That's going to be a powerhouse. Blanco and Vanderbilt Industrial. That's a 1-4. But it's, once again, throw out the records because it's win or go home, or should I say air up the basketballs.
Air up the basketballs, or at the very least, a lot of these guys, I mean, basketball's probably practice already started. Now they're just getting the football contingent to show up.
Right.
Salado versus Pearsall, Kingsville versus Rockport Fulton. These are both Friday. These are all 4A D2 games over in the southern region. You already mentioned the Cuero. Sinton versus Rio Grande City Grula. That's a Friday game as well. And then you got Divine versus Jarrell. On the 4A D2 side. Over in Class 3A D1, oh, and then real quick, Wimberley versus Carrizo Springs,
yeah.
That game, and watch out for Wimberley as well. That's a tough out each and every year. 3A D1, some games we're going to be keeping an eye on. Crystal City versus Universal City Randolph. Goliad versus Bishop. The Crystal City game's on Friday. The Goliad-Bishop game's going to be on Thursday. Of course, all these games are at 7 p.m. unless otherwise noted. Edna and San Diego, that's going to be a Thursday night game. And then another game to keep an eye on, Jordanton versus Marion. That game's in Jordanton, and of course that game will be on Friday as well. All right, coming up next, we'll tell you who the bracket busters are, who are some teams we got our eyes on, and then of course the one, the only, Mr. Dan Brunoff tells you whether the wrap, the umbrella, or whatever you're wearing will be satisfactory for this weekend. Don't go anywhere. All right, we are back. It is Countdown to Kickoff, Week 1 Playoff Edition. I know you guys are excited about it as we are, and rightfully so. But I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be a Week 1 playoff without knowing what gear to wear. And here's a little insight, courtesy of Dan Brunoff.
Well, my Hill Country and Rio Grande Valley friends, high school football, here we go again. And the weather should be conducive for football. We'll have a south wind at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. And a lot of us got well up into the 80s during the afternoon. You'll cool through the 70s during the game. But again, short sleeve shirts, jeans, some shoes. You won't need a jacket. Should be a beautiful evening for football with no rain around anywhere. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
You know, it feels like that's one of those old signs, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Or no problem.
Or no problem.
Depending upon
where you're at, okay? Depending upon where you're at. Shirt, shoes, and jeans.
At the minimum. Yeah, all right. Hey, how about some love down in South Texas? Corpus Christi, 1440 KEYS. Brenham, KWHI. Rockdale, KRXT. And Noble Radio. From Smiley to Hebronville and Allswell all the way to Dillon.
Good stuff from you as always, Mr. Steve Randall. All right, let's head on up to North Texas, a.k.a. the DFW area, and get you caught up on all the playoff happenings this weekend. He's Steve, I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff Playoff Preview.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by Asco Equipment. We're on it.
They sure are. And let's keep this thing rolling tonight. Playoff preview. Don't forget about the post-game show Friday night. 945-766-1080. The activity kicks off at 10 o'clock, so make sure you're locked in.
Hey, I want to tell everybody, depending upon when you're listening to this, affiliates pick up our program, it could be a Thursday night, it could be a Friday night. So some of this information may be a little dated for
just
you.
Just a day old.
Yeah.
Just a day old.
But it's not one of those situations go, the guys don't even know what's going on. That's not true.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, some people may question that, and look, it'd be fair. But that said,
yeah.
You know,
we
have a, you know, over 50 affiliates across the state of Texas, and so depending upon when your station plays it, maybe it's a Thursday, maybe it's Friday.
Yeah.
Either way,
or even a Saturday,
or maybe even a Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. But either way, we are here for you. And then, of course, don't forget the countdown, or excuse me, the post game show tonight, Friday night at 10 o'clock. All right, looking at some Class 6A D1. one matchups here in the DFW. North Crowley, defending state champion. They've got Keller on their mind. And, of course, these games are all on Friday unless otherwise noted. Capel versus Plano. Richardson versus Haltom. Euless Trinity versus Mansfield Lake Ridge. South Grand Prairie versus Lake Highlands. You've got Wiley East versus Rockwall Heath. Duncanville versus Temple, North Forney versus Saxey, and then Waco Midway versus Waxahachie, just real quick. And then the 1-6A D1 matchup that's not on Friday out of the DFW is going to be Allen versus Louisville.
That's why I was raising my hand, because I think there's I know Allen, they're the Goliaths, and, you know, and Louisville is certainly, you know, the Davids of the world.
Yeah.
But it's a revenge thing.
I mean, it sort of is, but I guess, and look, you guys know I live in Louisville. I am a Louisville fan, and I would love to see nothing more than my fighting farmers make a run. I just feel like the problem this year, the two best teams they've played, or two of the better teams they've played this year in Denton Guyer and Capel, you know, those two teams handled their business against Louisville. And let's call it what it is. If it wasn't for South Lake Carroll, I think Allen would probably get – I mean, has there ever been dominant 10-0 team in the DFW that – I'm not going to say we haven't talked about them.
Right.
But dare I say they've kind of – you know, you and I are old enough to remember newspapers. They've been a below-the-fold story.
Well, and they
all
have.
Year.
Yes, they have.
And it's no fault of theirs.
Well, and I know Louisville is loaded with D1 commits.
They are.
I mean, they've got some talent. They just haven't put it all together.
In big games.
I'm just curious what can happen and what will happen. And hopefully, and I don't say hopefully, we'll see if Allen actually looks past them.
There's no way they're going to do that because, like you said, these two teams battled it out last year. Now, obviously, Louisville wasn't 8-2 last year. I want to say they're like 6-4.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of came on strong at the very end of the year and gave gave Allen all they could handle in the first round of the playoffs. But and look, do I think it could be a close first half? And hey, look, this is going to be a Thursday night game, so you know we'll be able to keep tabs on this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, since we won't be on the radio, but. I just, like I said, Allen has just been a dominant team all year long.
They have
and
been.
Do I think Louisville could give them fits? I do. And is it fun? Is it a trendy upset pick? Sure. But I just think Allen's got too much going for him this year. So we'll keep an eye on that as always. And then, of course, we mentioned already Duncanville and Temple. And then, of course, another good game to keep an eye on will be Waxahachie versus Waco Midway. That aforementioned Denton Guyer team, they're in 6A D2. They've got Prosper Rock Hill, so that's going to be a good game. South Lake Carroll, who, let's be real, D1, D2, I don't care who it is. South Lake Carroll might be the best team in the entire state of Texas this year. They're looking to get back to the state championship game. Of course, they lost to Austin Vandergriff last year in what a lot of people thought was a huge upset. But I tell you what, I don't know that that's going to be the case again this year. All right, plenty more matchups to get to here in the DFW. Steve, Fred, and you. Don't go anywhere.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right. The good vibes, ladies and gentlemen, continue right here on the Countdown to Kickoff playoff preview. We've rattled off some 6A games, of course, then one more to mention. As well, DeSoto versus Coppers Cove. So make sure you guys, have your minds right for that. That game is going to be at DeSoto's Eagle Stadium, and that's another game that will be on Thursday as well. 5A D1, you got Frisco Lone Star versus North Mesquite. That's going to be at Frisco's Ford Center over at the Star, as we like to say here in the DFW. You got West Mesquite versus Frisco. By the way, that Frisco Lone Star and North Mesquite game, that's going to be on Thursday. Just a couple other Thursday night games here in the DFW. Denton Ryan versus Saginaw Chisholm Trail, and then Aledo versus Saginaw, and then Carrollton Creekview versus Frisco Reedy. These are all Thursday night games.
You know, I keep going back. I know there's a lot to get to, but I keep going back to 6AD1. Okay. The North Forney Saxey matchup.
Yeah.
They're in Forney's Better Life Stadium Friday night, 7:30. I can't get past their quarterback, Legend Bay, in the stuff that he's done this year.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, are they battle-tested enough to even try to make a run?
And who's this?
We're talking about North Forney, the Falcons.
I mean, look, you and I, our boy BJ Loudermilk is the voice of the Forney Jackrabbits. I mean, look,
they finished District 9-1.
Look, that's a tough group.
It's a 10-6A district.
And it's an extremely difficult district. I just wonder, with North Forney, I mean, look, can they get out of the, I mean, if they can get out of round two, all right. I think that's a team that, as you're alluding to, could be a bracket buster, sleeper to make a run.
It just keeps coming back to me in my head, and it's like, you know, when you drive by something and out of the corner of your eye you see something, and I just keep seeing North 40, and I'm just like, I'm wondering how deep they can actually go.
Well, I mean, look, and they've got their I mean, when you dominate your district, mm-hmm. or when you play your district as well as they did, I mean, again, I don't know how much more battle tested you need to get when you play in the DFW.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
exactly.
that's the one thing, and you and I have talked about this throughout the course of the year, and that's what we talk about with different coaches, you know, and that's why you get coaches who, you know, if they are in a DFW or a Houston, Austin, San Antonio area, and maybe they play in a not as competitive district.
Yeah.
Why they go out of their way to play a more competitive non-district slate, because you do know, as you alluded to, just how difficult things are going to get once that third phase of the season. So, look, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I really don't. All right, more games, more weather, and you coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Countdown to Kickoff Playoff Preview Edition rolls along right here on the Texas State Networks. Fred Davis, Steve Randall, keeping you nice and crispy on all things Texas high school football playoffs, and keeping you nice and warm and or at the very least acclimated to what the weather should be this weekend. Here's Dan Brunoff.
Well, North Texas, big country, Central Texas, we got some great weather for high school football here on this Friday night. Got up into the low 80s today. We'll cool through the 70s during the game. We'll have a south-southwest wind at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Might hamper the passing and kicking game just a little bit. But, you know, jeans and short sleeve shirts, it should be good attire for the game. Again, you don't think you're going to need a sweater or a jacket. Should be a pleasant evening for all. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
A true legend and a just gentleman and then some. If you've never met Dan Brunoff, and I'm guessing a lot of you haven't, but just a salt of the earth type.
Absolutely.
Of dude.
A lot of love going out to our affiliates. Thank you for Mighty 93 out of Stephenville, KSTV, Hamilton in Hamilton County, KCLW, out of Bonham, Rewind 103.9 FM, and News Radio 1080 KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth, our flagship.
Keller and Anna, two teams that are, in addition to Louisville, that folks are saying keep your eye on them as potential bracket busters. All right, coming up next, our final region, the West, is where we go next. It is Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. by Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Final region for us to go over. That's the West region. Of course, that's just how the show plays out. It's technically, though, it's actually Region 1 by the UIL. So
that is true.
We are at odds with the UIL, yeah. but we're not the first group to ever be at odds with the UIL and probably won't be the last.
Hey, just want to run this by you real quick before we jump
run
in.
Run it by me.
And it depends upon where you're listening and the affiliates that pick us up at what time. So we got a little time thing going on. Because of the playoffs, we got Thursday games, we got Friday games, and we got Saturday games. We got new digs here. And we're in new studios and new things. And because of time constraints, this year only one Countdown to Kickoff show.
Yeah.
So you could be hearing it on Thursday or could be hearing it on Friday. Mm-hmm. Or some of you guys, depending upon where it's being played, maybe even on a Saturday before your game. But the reason we're bringing this up is because to you, it may be some old news hearing it on a Friday. We're talking about something on a Thursday, but that's the reason why.
So now you know, the rest of the story. 6A D1, let's just rattle through some of those. These games are on Friday. We've got El Paso Franklin versus Midland Legacy. Odessa Permian, they're the number one seed. They're playing El Paso East Lake. And, of course, both these games are on Friday at 7 p. And then the Thursday 6A D1 matchup in Region 1 is going to be San Angelo Central versus El Paso Pebble Hills, and that game's going to be on Thursday as well. All right, 6A D2, only one matchup in the West region, a.k.a. Region 1. It's going to be El Paso Eastwood, the number one seed, versus Walforth Friendship, and that game is on Friday. Also, going over to 5A D1, you got El Paso El Dorado versus Amarillo. That's a 1v4 matchup. You got Amarillo Tascosa versus El Paso Parkland. El Paso Americas versus Lubbock Monterey. And then rounding it out, the Thursday matchup, the other three games I just mentioned are all previously on Friday. The lone Thursday matchup in this group is going to be Abilene versus El Paso Bel Air, and that's Thursday at 6 o'clock. So get that, get a little, skip your 6 o'clock news, jump right in to a little playoff high school football.
Absolutely. Jumping around a little bit, Class 3A Division 1, Shallow Water versus Brownfield. That's going to be out in Lubbock. That's going to be a Thursday night game at 7. Peaster, they're second ranked versus Sweetwater, third. So we got a 2 versus a 3. That's going to be a good matchup down there in Dublin. Friday night at 7. Denver City and Amarillo, that's a 4 versus a 1. And they're going to be over at People's Bank Stadium in Wolfworth. That's Friday night at 7. And this is going to be a good one right here. Tuscola Gymnad. We talked about them. They're coming in at a number one ranking versus Boyd coming in at a 4. But kind of high on Boyd a little bit. You just don't know about those guys. They're going to be playing in Stephenville Friday night at 7 o'clock.
And don't sleep with my Yellow Jackets, all right? Shout out to our guy Clarence as well. We know he's been one of our friends of the program,
Clarence,
who's been keeping us up to date on all things Stephenville throughout the course of the year. So, which ironically enough, Stephenville's now it says they're the 4th seed? That can't be right, is it?
It should be a 1 seed. That's probably a misprint.
Okay. All right. Yep. Just making sure. We'll have to fire whoever made this sheet.
Yeah,
Just saying. 3AD1. Did you do 3AD1 already? Rattle a couple of those scores off?
I did.
Okay. Yep. 3AD2?
No, go ahead.
You've got some. Tell you what, one game that we're keeping our eye on, Cahoma versus Alpine. All right, our boy Mark Richardson, Canadian, that's a team that you know you got to keep an eye on. They're playing Mule Shoe. That's going to be a Thursday night game. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock on Thursday. Look, kids are getting out of school early. I'll tell you what, Canadian does it right. Yeah. All right, Canadian and Mule Shoe are doing it right. They're kicking things off on Thursday at 4 p.m. Is there any better way to get Texas high school football playoffs started than a Thursday at 4 o'clock? All right, plenty more scores to get to. Steve, Fred, Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Network.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right, show rolls along right here on Texas State Network. Fred Davis, Steve Randall, and like I said, it is that time of year, and we're excited about it, and so should you. We already mentioned some 3A D2 games that are going on. Let's rattle off just real quick, because we didn't get a chance to dive into it as much as we wanted to in the last segment, or at least with the last region. And you've mentioned some of these games already, Steve, but you got El Paso, and these are some of the bracket busters that people are kind of, you know, I mean, look, it's high school football. We're putting our trust into 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, so, you know, take that for what you will. But El Paso Eastlake, that's a team that folks are saying in 6A D1 could make a little noise. Now, we already mentioned El Paso Eastlake. They are going to be up against... let's see. El Paso Eastlake is playing Odessa Permian, right? So they're the four seed. They've got a loaded wide receiver group, and Dave Campbell is saying that their speed could be enough to give Odessa Permian problems and, dare I say, pull an upset.
I agree with that. Let's give some love down in a 2A, if you don't mind.
Do it.
New Deal and Spearman are going at it at Canyon's Happy State Bank Stadium at 4 p.m. 2A Region 1, New Deal is 6-3. Spearman is 6-4. So you know it's going to be a knockdown, drag out, leave everything on the field. And so is Panhandle coming in at 8-2 with Post and 8-2. That's Region 1 of 2A as well at 6 o'clock Friday night at Tulia's Younger Field. And so that's going to be a couple of 2A matchups that we really want to take a look at as well.
Continuing with some of the bracket busters as well. Well, you mentioned the Friendship game. Mm-hmm. That's a 6A D2, District 2 6A. The one thing about Friendship that you got to keep your eye on, they've got a balanced attack. They've got a bunch of returning starters mm-hmm. that have kind of keyed this team all year long. So wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world if Friendship was able to find a way to beat El Paso Eastwood.
Well, and it's like we've been talking about all day long, and that is you kind of throw some of this stuff out the window when your next step, if you don't win, you go home and you lace up those basketball shoes. And so it kind of like, okay, it's at 0-0, and we're at 0-0, and let's just best man win. Let's leave it out on the field. It doesn't matter if you're number one and versus number four. Let's just get it done.
By the way, and you know, I mean, I don't know. I look at this Friendship team. They've lost 3 out of their last 4, so. You know, strange things have happened, Steve.
I know. Exactly. I mean, it's going to – there's next week we're going to be reporting on some stuff that we didn't see coming.
I tell you what, though, they are a tough out. I will give them that. All right, final segment of the program coming up. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of Countdown to Kickoff, Playoff Preview Edition here on Texas State Network's Fred Davis alongside Steve Randall. And, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, one of the greatest to ever do it, Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist, on what your weather will look like this weekend.
Well, it's time for Friday Night Lights again, and the weather is going to be conducive for high school football here on this Friday evening. Temperatures got up into the 80s across the Panhandle in West Texas, and kickoff temperatures falling into the 70s, and by the fourth quarter, you'll be falling into the mid-60s. Again, we'll have a pretty brisk south-southwesterly wind at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. It might hamper the kicking and passing game, but all in all, dress appropriately for some pleasant conditions. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Great stuff from Dan, as always, but we got plenty of love to show for our folks out there in West Texas.
Yes, Fox Sports Abilene, KWKC. Appreciate Dustin Tatro. He is the general manager to 106.3. And Andy Penny doing a good job with the Wiley Bulldogs. Zachary Sweeney with the Hawley Bearcats. Big Ben Radio, KVLF, and out of Alpine. And K-Best Media out of Big Spring. Mark Richardson, the Cahoma Bulldogs. We love you. Appreciate you.
We absolutely do. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a wonderful first weekend of Texas high school football playoff action. Don't forget to tune into the post-game show right here on these very same TSN networks. For Steve Randall, I'm Fred Davis. Good luck to all you out there. Good night. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tonight.
Listener. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.